Hello, everyone, and welcome to Meow Mix, the Carolina Panthers podcast. My name is Steven.
My name is Jerry.
And today I'm wearing a hat.
For all Thank those listening on the radio podcast.
Yeah, I don't normally wear a hat.
Congratulations.
This is a new hat.
You now know what he's wearing.
This hat, Jerry, I got from Fanatics, the Fanatics sports book. If you, I think, put in like $50 prior to...
If you're a North Carolina resident.
Yeah, if you're a North Carolina resident. If you put in $50 prior to the 10th of March, so this is all over now. Probably should have said it before that happened, but whatever. We're not being paid by Fanatics, so... But if you put in $50, you got a $60 credit to Fanatics.com to buy whatever. So I got two hats. I got this hat and I got a Braves hat. And pretty happy about it.
I should have done that to buy a new jersey because, you know, my Brian Burns and Christian McCaffrey are no longer relevant.
Well, Jerry, maybe you can get a Deontay Johnson jersey.
Yes. Yes.
Because he is now a Carolina Panther.
I like that pickup. I'm not a big fan of Deontay Johnson, like, in general. Like, I've never been woo-hoo for him, but I like this move for the Panthers. The Steelers are giving the Panthers a 7th-round pick and Deontay Johnson, and receiving a 6th-round pick and Dante Jackson. So, basically, we're dropping back to the 7th round for one of our 6th-round picks. And just giving them to Dante. Then we're going to cut Deontay Johnson. We're going to cut Dante Jackson. So,
Yeah. I think, you know, I think we came out like $4 million more than what we were originally going to be paying for Dante Jackson. So it's really not that big a deal. But it gives us a legit deep threat. A receiver who has been productive.
Yeah.
He went an entire season and a half without catching a touchdown, but between that season and a half, he caught plenty of touchdowns. He was just fine.
Yeah. So he got 5 last year.
He got 5 last year, like at the second half of the year. You know, there's some question about maturity, some things like that. You know, I think he quit on a few plays last year. There was some locker room stuff with him last year with the Steelers, but there was some locker room stuff with a bunch of Steelers last year. And I don't know that you can blame him for that. I think that was just kind of the culture there. So, you know, change of scenery could be good for him.
Yeah. I mean, he's going to be the Jackson, guy here. I mean, it's
right.
I mean, this is, you don't trade for a number one guy with just basically trading someone you're going to about to cut. And just, you know, moving up or dropping back one round. So there's obviously issues there with Deontay Jackson. But that being said, the Panthers made a really, really good move, in my opinion. You're getting a receiver who's had 1,000 yards, who had 700 last year, 800 the year before, 900 before that. So he's been consistently good.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, he's wore out his welcome in Pittsburgh. And this Panther team needed talent at the receiver core. I mean, besides Adam Thielen, at least with Deontay Johnson, he could be a number two. I mean, good.
Yeah.
There's still room for Jonathan Mingo. Terrace Marshall, if, you know, he brings a bouquet of roses to Canales. Mm-hmm, I mean,
Not only that, but he's been healthy. I mean, he's played a minimum of 14 games every year. And before this, I mean, he played 14 games this past year. And before that, it was 15, 16, 17. So, I mean, he's been healthy. He's a guy that you can count on to be available. Like you said, 1,100 yard season in his in 2021, 8 touchdowns that season. That's a legit number one. That's what we were getting out of DJ Moore. So if he can provide that, and again, we're not done with wide receiver. Certainly, I think we probably have another free agent signing to go here. Definitely going to be getting a draft pick or two or three, you know, in the draft. So good start. on the offensive side of the ball with the guards that we talked about on our last episode.
Guard. We didn't talk about Damian Lewis.
We didn't talk about the new guard. Okay, we talked about Hunt. So Deontay Johnson, a good wide receiving pickup. I mean, again, it's basically a one-year deal. And we'll see if they decide to extend him or what happens at the end of the year. But for this year, for Bryce's development, to have a guy like that is pretty good.
Yeah, pretty good. Low risk, good job. High reward type of guy. Right. I mean, what if he doesn't pan out here? Oh, well. I mean, he's gone. Yeah. Dante Jackson was already being cut. I mean, what?
You gave up a six-round pick.
Yeah.
And you got a seventh. So you gave up 40 spots or something. Like, it's not that big of a deal. So I do like it. It's all upside, in my opinion. So.
Yeah, you're getting a starter for that. I mean,
yeah, and we talked about Dante Jackson being cut. You know, the news came out a couple of weeks ago. We've talked about that on a previous podcast. It sucks to see him go. I like Dante Jackson as a person, and as a player as well. I mean, when he was healthy, and especially the last couple of seasons, he's been very good. You know, a above average corner. Very fast, relied too much on his speed as a young corner, but seemed to really kind of come around. And I think he'll be really good in Pittsburgh.
I do too. I didn't really want to cut him, but I understood where they were at. He's a solid number two, and they got to cut some fat financially so they can make other moves. I feel like so far, even though we haven't gotten into the rest, I feel like they're trying to load the offense to be more even with the defense and shrink the defense a little bit. Like, hey, we had all this money and Brian Burns and some of the premier guy, all our best players were on defense and no one was on offense. Let's kind of mix it up here.
Yeah. Agreed. And, let's just keep on going with these offensive pickups, Jerry.
Mm-hmm. Damian Lewis signed shortly after we recorded the other night.
Yeah, on the same night, yeah.
Yeah, 4 years, $53 million, 26 guaranteed by SpotRack. He's 26 years old. You're paying him roughly $11, $12 million a year, and that's really not it. It's a two-year deal, so...
Yeah, 2 years, you know, $27 million or so. But again, you have him locked up for the four if he's just a great player. Like, you know, and this is a guy who had a 97.2 pass block efficiency rating last season. So that's great. Like, the interior of the line is now solidified.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, the goal of this offseason was to help Bryce. Yep. Getting the two big guys up front, getting Deontay Johnson. It was.
We haven't even gotten to the rest of the DJs. Like, yeah, there's still plenty more.
But I'm saying, like, they're really trying to. You could see what they're trying to do.
Oh yeah.
Now, will it work out? I don't know. I mean, I'm hopeful. I like what it looks like on paper, but. Last year, I liked what it looked on paper, too. So I could easily be wrong and swayed by paper.
Well, I think last year, you know, because the year before, the line was pretty good, right? I think they ended up as a top 10 line. But that line, the personnel and the scheme matched. Last year, and we've talked about it, the personnel and the scheme, wrong. Mm-hmm. Didn't match at all. Frank Wright came in and tried to force his scheme on a team that didn't play that way.
It still boggles my mind as a veteran coach that he tried to do that, by the way.
So Canales is coming in. He's going to be doing the zone blocking scheme as well, but he is, you know, bringing in players that fit that scheme, mm-hmm. that have had success in that scheme. So this is the way to do it if you're going to switch up the scheme. Make sure you have the right type of personnel. So, again, you know, I think Icky, you know, we'll see. He's more of a power guy, but, again, we'll see.
You just spent a top 10 pick 2 years ago. I get that.
Yeah, you're not getting rid of him. And again, a new offensive coaching staff, you know, could maybe unlock something different with him. He looked good in his first year, so maybe we'll get more of that. But there's next year to continue to upgrade the line. There's the draft. They could easily draft a tackle, mm-hmm. you know, at some point during this draft. So
and supposedly there's a good bit of good tackles in this draft. I really haven't looked too much into it, but
if there's still some tackles in free agency.
Yeah, I mean, if someone fell to third round or, you know, fairly inexpensive to help him out or, you know, compete with him, I wouldn't be shocked. I mean.
Yeah, so this line is a work in progress, but much improved from where we were last year. And again, when you have a, you know, 5 foot six quarterback, you have to have a strong interior.
I am not
interior.
Playing quarterback, sir. I am
well,
not
Well, you have
playing...
to have... All right, 5'10", whatever he is. You have to have a strong interior, right? Because the pass rush coming straight at him in his face, he can't see. He can't see over the line. So this is going to help him so much. And then you add the deep threat with Deontay Johnson. You know, you probably move Thielen into the slot if he's still here. I still think he'll be traded. But if he's still here, you put him in the slot. You know, probably a receiver to be named later on the other side. And all of a sudden, offensively, things are looking interesting.
Yeah, I agree everything with, except for the Adam Thielen part. But that's what they did with Drew Brees, is that they really built the interior of line. Austin Corbett's going to be moving to center. That's what all reports are showing. So that line is beefy. That line should be able to help from the inside guys coming straight at him. Other than that, I mean, getting that deep threat, getting Adam Thielen some help. Hopefully Mingo shows up again. I am not shocked when we draft in or bring in free agency more wide receivers. Before I move into our next re-signing here, beer bet of the offseason for Adam Thielen?
In terms of being traded or not?
Yeah.
Sure.
Beer bet of the offseason.
And I just want to make it clear. I do not want Adam Thielen to be traded. I want Adam Thielen to be here. I just think Adam Thielen will be traded. So before we get the angry tweets, you know, I'm not advocating for Adam Thielen to be traded, but just based on what he has said and based on the direction the team seems to be going in terms of getting a lot younger and faster, you know, I feel like it would not shock me if he's traded. Let's say that.
Okay.
All right.
Moving on, the Panthers did go ahead and make a re-signing this year on the wide receiver. Amir Smith-Marset signed a one-year deal. Great. I like that pickup. He returned kick to a good return man. He showed some ability to get open and make some plays in the open. Yeah, I like that.
It's not sexy, right? No. But it, you know, for a returner, you know, we got a punt return touchdown that, you know, that's not something we've seen here a lot in the last 20 years, right? Like that doesn't happen a lot with the Panthers. So, you know, he's an electric returner, and he adds, you know, a bit of an X factor in the passing game when he is used. He will still likely be the fourth or fifth receiver, sixth receiver maybe. Most games he probably won't get in at receiver, but, you know, the skill set is there, and the returner part for the money that he's getting is well worth it, in my opinion.
And even if there are four receivers out there, he may be able to get out there as some screens and a couple deep threats. That's what he's, you know, ability to do. I mean, that's good. I mean, 24 years old. He has the speed. He has the athleticism. He showed it last year.
And he wanted to be here.
Yeah, that's what it seemed like.
Yeah, he wanted to come back. So, I like guys that want to be here, especially with this team. You know, with the you know the culture issues that we've seen, the meddling owner, like guys that want to be here and seem like they're good guys. Like he seems like a good guy. Yeah. You know, I'm all for it. And he's got the talent. So happy about it.
Yep. Moving to the other side of the ball real quick. Josie Jewell, inside linebacker from Denver, signed a 3-year, $22 million contract. Best year was with Evero as his coordinator. So if Evero wants him back, that contract, he's not going to replace Frankie Louvu in our hearts.
And probably not on the field, you know, especially as a pass rusher.
Yeah.
Right? He's not a pass rusher. But he had 128 tackles with Evero in 2022. This is his best season, as you mentioned. So a guy that's familiar with the scheme and certainly a need.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Certainly a need with Louvu being gone. 3 years, $22 million is not bad. You know, that's what, $7, $8 million a year, $7.5 million, something
and
like that.
And he's probably going to start next to Shaq. I mean, that.
Oh, yeah. He's definitely going to start, you know, unless something crazy happens. But not Patrick Queen, but, you know, not a terrible consolation prize. You know, I'd give that one, you know, like a B-minus probably.
I mean, C-plus. I mean, he's a solid player. He's an okay starter. So.
For a team that is rebuilding, this is the kind of guy that is good, you know, a good plug-in piece.
Yeah, 128 tackles, you said. So, I mean, that's great for a line.
If you can get that out of him next year, that's he's had a good season.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Continuing on the defense, it seems like at first the Panthers really focused on offense and then started recoiling back to the defense. A'shaun Robinson, 28 years old, from the Giants, 3 years, $22.5 million, playing next to Derrick Brown. I think this is gonna be a nice little piece for that line.
Yeah, agreed. You know, again, another guy that has a familiarity with Evero, this one from the Rams. So I like it. He's big. 6'4", 330. You know, they're building from the interior of the lines out.
Yes.
And again, these are just good signings. Good, solid signings. Basically the exact same money as Jewell, three years for $22 million. Not going to break the bank. And he's 28 years old. Just solid football players.
Yeah. I mean, I was just looking. Good run defense. He's not a pass rusher. That's fine. That's what he's going to be doing, taking up hog mollies on the offensive line. Let this other guys take him, who we'll talk about next. We might as well go there.
Sure.
Transition. The Panthers signed DJ Wonnum today.
Another DJ.
Defensive end from Minnesota, 26 years old. You may recognize him from touchdowns this year against the Panthers.
You may know him from scoring a touchdown against the Panthers. The only one of his career, I believe.
2 years, $12 million, $12.5 million. I like it. He had 8 sacks last year. He's a solid guy. Yeah. Not Brian Burns caliber, but I think he's a solid starter out there, and we still have more money left, so yeah.
Same amount of sacks as Burns had last year. Now, we all know Burns had a down year last year, and there were many reasons for that, but this is a guy that's going to come in. I think he's going to give us a better pass rush than, like, Vitor, right, for sure. I don't know about his run defense, but he played 62 games. He started half of them, 31. So he hasn't had the amount of snaps that Burns had. I think it was like he's got like 1,000, 1,200 less snaps or something like that than Burns. I was trying to like do the math and figure out, well, if he had as many snaps as Burns, how many sacks would he had? And it's still like 10 less sacks. But it's not that crazy of a difference in terms of production. Now, again, there's a whole lot of things that go into that, right? I'm not saying that he's you know, 90% of Burns or 80% of Burns. He's not.
Steven, quit saying he is Burns.
He's not. I'm not saying he's Burns. But he's certainly an upgrade over what we had before we signed him, which was nothing.
I mean, basically, this is a great deal for him. He comes in here. If he can prove himself in a year or two, he gets an extension or goes somewhere else. He mm-hmm. still has a chance to get a contract. He just didn't have that real chance up in Minnesota with Danielle Hunter yeah. and what's the other pass rusher that they had? For a
yeah,
long
the other
time?
Guy. 26 years old. Young, yeah. You know, another young player. And like I said, the Panthers are getting younger just all around. So this is what rebuilding teams should be doing. And I just can't tell you, even though, you know, we completely, completely failed on the entire Burns thing. Like the whole
fail.
Thing.
If you take that out, I like what they've done so far.
Yeah. And again, I don't blame Dan Morgan. Because this the failure came from Scott Fitterer, okay.
I still
the failure came
over.
or David Tepper. Honestly, I think David Tepper is where the failure really has come from. Dan Morgan got the most he could out of Burns at this point, right? Now, me, I think I just would have signed him, but they didn't. They chose to go this direction again. They're blowing it up, so that's fine. So now that they are finally rebuilding, they seem to be doing it the right way.
Yeah, this should have happened like excited. 2 years ago, in my opinion.
Yeah, should have happened 3 or 4 years ago. I mean, honestly, in my opinion, once they hired Matt Rhule and the first season went terribly, that's, I think, when you just blow it up. And they should have fired Rhule right then. They should have blown it up, started over. That's what they should have done. But they didn't.
They wouldn't have fired him with that contract. Maybe after year two, they should have really kind of, when everybody wanted him fired and stuff.
I'm
like
saying
that.
That's what they should have done. Maybe not rationally what they would have done, but certainly after year two, like you said, certainly after year two. All right, we got another re-sign here, Jerry. Another position of need, especially after Dante Jackson got traded. Troy Hill.
Troy Hill. I thought we mentioned him last time, but
if we did, great. We don't have a ton to say about him. We know Troy Hill, 1 year deal.
Solid
good job.
Player.
Yep. Let's just talk about the other corner then. Another DJ.
Mm-hmm. Dane Jackson.
I
mean, should we just name this team Carolina DJs?
Seriously, like it's weird the amount of DJs that are on this team or have been on this team recently. 2 years, $14.5 million. You know, I believe what he came from Buffalo, right?
Buffalo, yeah. He was backing up Tre'Davious White. He ended up playing a few snaps when he was injured. 34 tackles. He honestly did not play that well. I was kind of shocked that they kind of seemed to pin him as their starting corner. He gave up a passer rating of 102. When targeted, mm-hmm. so not good. Gave up 10 yards per reception.
Yeah.
So
yeah, you know, this is a guy Dan Morgan, I guess, knew from his time there and wanted to give an opportunity to. It's not a crazy contract by any stretch, but it's not a small amount of money for a guy that has 102 passer rating against him. So, you know.
And it hasn't started.
Again, J.C. Horn on one side and then, you know, Troy Hill and Dane Jackson on the other. And again, free agency's not over. The draft is still coming. So neither one of those guys could end up starting. You know, one could play a nickel or something. I mean, who knows? Like, there's many yeah. ways this could play out.
I do want to call – I kind of dogged him there. He did have a coverage PFF grade of 71, which is a very good number.
That's – yeah, that's quite good. Yeah.
So – he can't tackle runners, though. 29 on that.
And, you know, for the 3 or 4 games that J.C. Horn's healthy, playing across from him is going to do nothing but help him.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right, who's next?
I think that's it.
Did we talk about Blackshear? Blackshear's back?
No, Blackshear is back. I mean, what else do we say? I like that pickup or re-signing for a third running back option.
Helps. Yeah, hope he actually gets some opportunity this year because he didn't really get a lot of opportunity last year.
Yeah, I think you and I were kind of calling for it towards the end of the season when Miles Sanders would just like run into the back of the O-line and fall down. So,
well, he's just a different type of running back than Sanders and Chuba. Like,
and
we just wanted to see something different. Yeah.
Typically, when he was on the field, whether passing or running, like you said, different. It was a nice little change of pace that he threw a spark. Typically, when he came out.
I mean, let's be honest. At the end of last year, I would have been happy to see Frank Wright go out there and strap on a helmet. I just wanted to see something.
He was off the team by
new.
That time.
They could have signed him to come in as the quarterback. Like, I just wanted to see something different. I hated watching that team last year. The good news is this is already a very different team. And I've seen some local reporters say that they believe that this team right now is a more talented team than we had last year at this time. What do you think? Do you agree or disagree?
I think the coaching staff, as much as I wasn't a big fan of Canales and still not a huge fan, I do think that they are putting this team together the correct way.
Yeah.
In the sense that they understand the strengths of players and the weaknesses, and they are going to find players that fit their strengths. You could kind of tell that even on the defensive side, as Evero is signing players he's familiar with that have succeeded previously in his tenures with them, the Josie Jewell and the A'shaun Robinson. So I do feel like they're kind of getting more input from the coaches than last year with Scott Fitter.
Yeah, and they're, you know, the way these contracts are being structured, you know, you hear 5 years or, 5 years, $100 million for Hunt, but it's $4 million this year, $6 million this year, right? Like they're structuring these things in such a way where the cap hits aren't going to hurt us this year. You know, you've got next year, we've got a ton of cap space open, right? And they're going to be able to create more. So Brant Taylor's already showing that he is a wizard with the cap. Again, it started off rocky.
Yeah.
Let's just say that this off season, the free agency started off pretty rocky with the departures and the trades that we felt we could have gotten more for. But the last few days, I feel like, have been way more positive. And I am optimistic that the franchise is headed in the right direction slowly.
And slowly is kind of what we're going to be looking at. I mean, this is a teardown rebuild with the quarterback and a couple players sticking around. The Derek
Browns. Not a one-year rebuild.
No. And again, we kind of said this probably should have happened 2-3 years ago, but it didn't. Yep. So now this is where we're sitting at. That being said, there is some news on the rocky start. The Panthers did try to sign Frankie Louvu. It has been reported, but he opted to go to the Commanders, which
for less money.
For less money. So that shocked me.
It shocked me as well, but it made me feel better.
Me too.
Because at least they tried to sign him, and they made a competitive offer. By all accounts, they made the best offer, and he wanted a fresh start. And this team's going nowhere, so I can't blame him for wanting to try something new. And he's going to be good in Dan Quinn's system. Like Dan Quinn's a good defensive coach, so Frankie Louvu is going to be good. He said he wanted, to rush the passer more. And in Evero's system, he's not going to do that.
That's what I was screaming before. I thought that he should have been more of the opposite of Burns, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I thought you stick chin in the middle. That way he can run freely towards the you know, the ball, which was more of his option, and you let Luvu rush the passer. But whatever, I'm not.
Where did Chin end up? Is it Chargers?
Washington. Washington's putting together.
Oh, Chin's in, Chin's in Washington as well.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, okay, interesting.
Dude, Washington has a very good free agent signing so far. I still don't trust him with the offense, Dan Quinn, but that defense could be a top 10 easily. I mean, you look at what they've done. Bobby Wagner next to Frankie Luvu, like, oh my gosh. And then who else did they sign? Jeremy Chin. They just, their defense is going to be stout.
Yeah. And they just traded Sam Howell. So, you know, I think
Drake May or Williams is going there.
I mean, yeah, either one of those guys is going to be, I think, a really good NFL player. So they're, they're going to have, things are looking up for Washington. And that's why we have decided to make this a Commanders podcast moving forward.
I will not be a
We're
going
to call ourselves the Seamen. And, Jerry's already got the shirt on.
That's the San Diego fleet for you uninformed people.
Yeah. The one and done.
The one and done
league. I think was it the UFL is starting soon, right?
The UFL XFL team
or the AFL XFL? They turn into the UFL, right?
I don't know.
Or the AAF or whatever the hell it was.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe.
Either way, the UFL is coming soon. We will not be talking about that on this podcast.
You won't be.
Jerry's going to do some one-offs. All right, Jerry.
Hey, everybody hit me up with your favorite team, and we'll find one together, guys.
There you go. The official UFL team of Meow Mix, the podcast.
Thank you for listening. If you like the show, please let your friends know. Please follow us on Twitter, at Meow Mix Podcast. If you have any questions or comments, you can email us at mailbag@meowmixpodcast.com. And if you leave us a 5-star review with a comment on Apple Podcasts, we'll read it on our show. Please like and subscribe on YouTube.
We'll probably be back next week to talk about the remaining signings that happen and any trades or whatever. You know, we're going to try to kind of get back to a weekly basis here, probably until the draft. So we'll look forward to that. And until then, everybody stay safe out there and keep pounding.